Akasha, gentlewoman. And so here we are working on the same section of chapter 3. I'll just read the sentences so we can hear those again. Deb Sokong Nagatsu Gure, this studio ours is. This is our studio. Deb Sokong Nagatsu Re. It's the other way of saying it. I tended to say yin rather than rei for third person. Nagap sokang nagatso gula yu. I studio ours and am. I am in our studio. Or nagap sokang nagatso la yu. Nagatso sokang la yore. We studio in are. Or after you've come to the studio, we can say nagatso. Zokam la du. Du is pronounced as a norbu or jewel. Gyap lungthak, backstrap. That's probably the way it would be said in Tibetan. Du gyap lungthak re. This strap of back is. This is the backstrap. Thakra loom. Du thakra re. This loom is. This is the loom. Gyap lung thag thakra keranga ladu. The backstrap loom yours on is. The backstrap is on your loom. Spyagma shovel. De spyagma re. This shovel is. This is a shovel. The tough sentence. Spyagma denso kang rinpoche nagatso gu la du. Or, spyagma denso kang rinpoche nagatso la du. Shovels these precious snow mountain ours on are. These shovels are on our precious snow mountain. Or a sentence that might make more sense. Those shovels are on our precious snow mountain would be spyagma panso. Gangren poche nagatso guladu, or spyagma panso, gangren poche nagatso ladu. Why do we give the choice of using either du or yore for the second and third person conjugations? Though they are both verbs of existence, du is used when the speaker has actually experienced which she or he is talking about. If the speaker has been to Tibet and has seen yaks there, she or he can say, in Tibet there are yaks, pula yak du, Tibetan yaks are. If the speaker has not been to Tibet but knows there are yaks in Tibet, she or he would say, in Tibet there are yaks, pula yak yore, Tibetan yaks are. Despite this difference, if you want to begin speaking the language without getting too particular, Tibetans will understand both. If you use do without having experienced what you are talking about, or yore when you have, don't worry about it. When you hear others using these forms, at least you will know the difference they are making. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Simjanongo.